This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition with Lynn and Uma, and we're joined by Lynn Mark of the News Desk, who you just heard reading the news as well. Busy day for you. So Budget 2019 revealed a couple of firsts for Malaysia, the announcement of an airport real estate investment trust, a REIT, as well as the peer-to-peer lending for house buyers.
Yeah, so the P2P lending for first-time house buyers is sort of like a REIT as well. It's a way to allow lower income earners to own their own homes. So, I mean, first, a REIT is a company or an organization that owns operates and finances income-producing real estate. So these organizations can be made up of individuals who buy homes, which are then sold to home buyers who pay 20% of the property's value. 80% is held by these REITs. So this means people who want to buy homes get to pay a smaller amount for their property, and means that more people can own homes too. So here is Datuk Tong Kui Ong, chairman of the Edge Media Group, whose brainchild this is, explaining what it's about.
It's like a residential REIT. There is a 5% yield initially when we start off. It will be a regulated exchange, regulated by the Securities Commission in much the same way as all other exchanges are regulated. The peer-to-peer platform is waiting for SC approval. It's likely into early next year. The peer-to-peer allows the individuals like you to become investors, to buy and to subscribe for the 80%. Meanwhile, what we have started doing is without using the peer-to-peer, i.e. without raising money from the public, the institutions like the banks and other institutions are the ones funding today. Eventually, it will become a peer-to-peer platform. It will then be individual investors who will be investing into them.
Right. So REITs are also tradable on the stock exchange, right?
Yes, they are. So apart from allowing more people to own homes, it also provides another form of investment to consider, which is why, as you heard, the SC's input is necessary. I guess which brings us to the second first announced in Budget 2019, which was the airport REIT. So currently, all airports are owned by the government and are managed by Malaysia Airports Holdings. So by bundling them into a REIT, it takes a lot of the cost of maintaining these airports away from both the government and MAHB, kind of almost a little bit like crowdfunding it, really. Here is Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng to tell us more.
This is again the first in the world. The first time an airport REIT is suggested so that we can have a source of funding and at the same time retain control over our airport. This REIT idea was presented by some of these fund managers and experts. This will allow MHB to have sources of funding without burdening the federal government.
Also, following up on some budget announcements, the cost of doing the casino business is getting higher, and Genting's shares already reacted negatively on Friday.
Yeah, so it's much worse today. Genting Malaysia's shares were actually suspended this afternoon after falling as much as 27%. At close, they were down 20.5% at RM3.61. Genting Berhad was also down 6.4% at RM6.74. So again, this is Lim Guan Eng talking about the decision.
Their stock prices have taken a beating. They have to pay more. We hope that they understand. And we are not doing it because we like to do it. But we think that the time has come for us to get more money.
Basically,
straight to the point.
Yes, really. And basically, casino duties are up 25 to 35% on gross gaming income, and gaming machine duties are also up from 20% to 30% on gross collection. Casino licenses are also up by about 30 million ringgit to 150 million a year.
I think we can take one thing away from this. We don't have to worry about the casinos. They will always find ways to make more money.
That's probably true.
Lynn, thank you so much for coming in for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.